Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's cabinet has held its first meeting on Sunday to deal with the country's issues. This comes only days after the parliament gave the vote of confidence to 15 ministers of the 18-member cabinet proposed by President Rouhani. Three out of the 18 cabinet nominations by Iranian President, namely those proposed to head the ministries of Education, Science, Research and Technology, and Sports and Youth, Mohammad Ali Najafi, Jafar Mili Munfarid, and Masoud Soltanifar, respectively, failed to win the vote of confidence from the parliament. But only after 2 days, President Rouhani appointed Mohammad Ali Najafi as vice president and head of the Cultural Heritage, Tourism and Handicrafts Organization. This raised rumors that such an appointment by President Rouhani might convey a message to the lawmakers who did not endorse Mohammad Ali Najafi.
It is the right of the president to appoint anyone as his vice president without the approval of the parliament. So I think the appointment of Mr. Najafi as the head of tourism organization was quite normal, although President Rouhani will give much more consideration to his nominations for the three remaining ministries.
Another piece of big news of these days was the appointment of former Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi as the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. This news raised many positive reactions among people and analysts because Salehi holds a PhD degree in nuclear engineering from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He was also Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, so he's considered as the best choice.
When we voted for Mr. Rouhani, we truly trusted him. And today we are confident that Mr. Rouhani's picks are the best for the jobs, and we support anyone who is appointed by President Rouhani.
President Rouhani's cabinet lineup has been very comprehensive. He has used ministers from different political lines. This means that he is not thinking about any certain political camp, but rather he is thinking about national unity.
According to reports, Ali Asghar Fani, Jafar Tawfiqi and Salehi Amiri have been appointed by President Rouhani as the caretakers of the Ministries of Education, Science, Research and Technology and Sports and Youth, respectively. President Rouhani has now up to 3 months to name replacements for the three proposed ministers who were not endorsed by the parliament.
Iran's new administration has begun its work, with most of the ministers having won the vote of confidence from the parliament. Now only time will tell what a change can President Rouhani make in the foreign and domestic policies of the country. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.